Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Washington moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf fields it and throws to home to get Washington. Lemon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Hobson scores. Evans moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kravick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from May and he is safe. Evans steals second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allinson hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-3 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Pryor, who relays the ball to Soderholm, who tags Fisk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allinson strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wolf hits a line drive into left field. Gar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gar. Evans scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Wolf moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Fred Howard now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolf scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Soderholm moves to third. Pryor moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Pryor moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.